Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're talking with Suzanne Hansen, a registered dietitian at University Medical Center. Hansen will discuss how body shaming often begins at a young age and how it can have lasting effects on health and quality of life. She offers helpful solutions for improving healthy eating without body shaming. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Suzanne Hansen, registered dietitian, and I think you told me 20 years in the business right. of food and how it affects us. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
What are some common mistakes people make when judging other people, especially their own family members? What concerns you in that area?
I truly get concerned working with families, whether it's a parent and a child or a caregiver, could be a well-intentioned grandparent who's taking care of children, who criticize a child's weight, criticize their size, and they may not have poor intentions at all. They may just be trying to express concern.
Yeah.
But my fear is that you can set up a lifelong feeling of shame about your body and preoccupation with dieting that will follow you lifelong.
If a parent or a grandparent's watching this and they have a child or grandchild that is a little heavier than maybe a child should be at age 10 or 12, instead of saying anything at all, you're controlling the food
right.
is the first step just to start trying to be a little healthier in the things you give that young person.
Right. If I sit down with a patient who is a child, number one, I need the parent, the guardian, whomever is the caregiver for that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because an 8-year-old doesn't bring food into the house. That adult does. So we have to take a look at what is the family, whatever that family is or whomever that family is made up of. We need to take a look at what the family's doing, the foods that are brought into the household, and what are those adults doing, because children are watching adults. And I mean, I've even had young children, patients who were, you know, very young, point out to mom or dad, how is it okay for you to eat something and I can't have it?
And boy, that's parenting 101 right there. You have to be an example for what your children see.
Exactly.
Sometimes food is given as a reward. Oh, you were such a good boy today. Here, have more pizza or have more of this. And that, too, I guess, would be a common mistake.
Right. Is think about how you use food in your household. Is it used as a reward? Or do you maybe plan special family times around certain meals? For example, maybe there is a church supper that the whole family attends once a week. Or you have movie night on Friday night together as a family, and you plan a treat food for that, but it's a part of a family experience. That's completely different.
Let's talk about our self-image of our own bodies. If we look at ourselves in a mirror without a shirt on, my first inclination is don't look at yourself in the mirror with a shirt on. But there's smarter things to think about doing
right.
at any age.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've stood beside truly successful people in any area of life. Maybe a woman who's overcome breast cancer, or a single father who is raising children on his own. And I've stood beside them at the scale, and they either tear up or get angry at what they see. And it's like, but look at these other areas of your life that you're so successful.
Yeah.
You know, should we really be valuing ourselves based on what that number on the scale says?
Should we also value our image and value ourselves by how some perfect-looking model in a magazine looks?
Right, right. And that's one thing that I'm so grateful for after being in practice for so long, is that, you know, I may see a number on the scale at my doctor's office. I actually personally don't have a scale in my own household. But I may see a number and go, oh, okay, well, that's where we are. And it may fluctuate, you know, month to month. But you know, looking at yourself and going, what else have I accomplished? And, I've honestly told cancer survivors, you beat cancer. Why is this number on the scale bothering you?
And that's a great message to maybe end our segment with. Give yourself a break. Yes, be concerned about too much weight. Find ways to be healthier. But if you're constantly beating yourself up, that's got to be counterproductive.
Right. And that just defeats you in other areas of your life when you're second-guessing yourself based solely on that number on the scale.
I'm still going to stop looking at myself in the mirror with a shirt on. But I'll know not to beat myself up over if I'm not just real thrilled with what I see, too. Suzanne Hansen, thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.